And let's take another call from Kathy, calling from Duval. Hello, Kathy.
Good afternoon, Dr. Sherman. Thank you for taking my call. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for your call.
Good. Yes. The reason I'm calling is because I have been having a pretty severe stomach pain for about the last 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the, I have a couple of things I'm suspecting are the cause of that. And one of them is I started taking some fermented foods. It was sauerkraut that I actually sampled at Costco, and I've been reading that fermented foods in your diet is a good thing to add in. And so, you know, if a little bit is good, a lot is much better in my mind sometimes. It's never worked
Not always, well. But yes.
But so I was, you know, adding some of that in every day, and you know, I started noticing some digestive issues going on. And but then this stomach pain started. The other thing I did was the day that it started was I had roasted some squash seeds, spaghetti squash seeds.
Uh-huh.
And I had been eating those. And that night I woke up with the most painful stomach ache, and that actually kept me awake a lot of the night. And I was wondering if maybe they were, there was something, I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss, but it's to the point where it's pretty, it doesn't go away. It's pretty constant, and it's particularly bad at night.
At night, while you're lying down, you mean?
While I'm lying down. It seems better if I'm sitting. If I'm standing, it's worse.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bad right now, too, so, and I'm sitting. So it seems to be mostly on the left side of my
okay.
stomach, and at night it's in the top.
Top part, okay. Well, you know, one thing that happens with fermented foods like, you know, kimchi and sauerkraut, and those are fairly acidic products, and I would think they would kind of work its way out of your system after 5 days, but you know, it's possible that maybe some of the pumpkin seeds that you were chewing got lodged in a particular area of the small intestine that's giving you some discomfort. So
that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. I assume you're getting a lot of fluid, and I would probably recommend maybe some fruit pectin, even eating, you know, apples and pears to help kind of provide soluble fiber to kind of work that through.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like you've got a major lesion going on there, but so for it to last 5 days is kind of odd. You don't have like a hiatal hernia or...
Not that I know of. I've always been pretty healthy. I'm active and everything.
And you've never been diagnosed with diverticulosis?
No, I haven't. But, of course, I've been looking at the internet, and that's something I was kind of suspecting or wondering about, I should say.
Yeah. So, and in diverticulosis, which is sort of a weakening of the lining of the colon, and it basically what happens is your body creates little outpocketing of the colon wall, and sometimes those seeds and nuts can get stuck in there, and they you know, you usually recommend not eating things like seeds and popcorn and when you have that diverticulosis. So you may be getting a little bit of problem there. Have you had a colonoscopy lately?
I have not. No, I probably should.
Okay. But if it's if the pain is on the upper part of your abdomen, that makes me think it is more stomach related.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Now, one thing I've had really good success with stomach problem is something called a rollover technique using chamomile tea. And you can take a fairly large amount of fresh chamomile tea, maybe a pint, and drink it all the way down on an empty stomach, and then you kind of you lie on your left side for 5 minutes, front 5 minutes, right side 5 minutes, and back 5 minutes. And it's amazing to being effective in healing the lining of the stomach. In fact, I've used it for even stomach ulcers and duodenal ulcers to help heal them over within a couple of days. So it can be pretty dramatic. And, of course, it's a very cheap therapy, so something anybody can acquire. I usually recommend getting a fresh chamomile if you can, fairly fresh. Sometimes you go to a regular grocery store and it'll be on the shelves in tea bags for quite a while.
Where would you go to get a fresh chamomile, would you say?
Well, places that have natural supplements in general will often have fresh herbs. So,
good idea.
Yeah, but that's something that could potentially help. If not, I would probably recommend an abdominal ultrasound to see if anything might show up there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So start on your left side 5 minutes, then front or stomach, and then right, and then
yeah,
back.
In other words, 5 minutes on each side, that completely coats your stomach and is very soothing and relaxing. So
yeah, I was thinking back to that commercial when we were kids of some milk of magnesia or something that would coat your stomach, and I thought, that sounds really nice right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it works like that. Okay, well, thank you so much. I sure appreciate it, and I'll see if that helps.
Great. Hope that helps, Kathy. Thanks for your call.
Thank you so much. Bye.